O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Psalm 139, 1 and verses 6 to 9. Lord, you have searched me out and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. Where can I go from then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me fast. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if I should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in the doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation. Speaking evil of you, they will give you an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Francis de Sales, a 16th century bishop, said, "We often say that we are nothing, that we are misery itself and the refuge of the world. But we would be very sorry if anyone took us at our word or told others that we really are such as we say." Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's protection, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 5. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyfully praises forever. Bring your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the quiet, we think about God has weirdly and wonderfully made us. What is our own unique way of speaking with God? God, would you show us how we can authentically express our true selves, our real selves, to you in prayer today? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray for the church in this season. As so many of the external trappings and structures of our religious life are removed, may we realize and actualize the simplicity of just being with you, just loving you and being loved by you. Even though our church buildings are empty, may our hearts be full of praise and your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, as we come into your presence, we choose to keep it simple. We yield to your unforced rhythm of grace. We yield to your easy yoke. We will walk with you and talk to you freely and lightly. God, we thank you for your promise in Luke 12:32. I do not need to be afraid. It is your good pleasure to give me the kingdom. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. Spirit, help us to live, to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And we bring our prayers to you through the words our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for our brokenness because it makes us depend on you. Yet you are continually remaking us into a new creation. Keep us from false humilities and help us to reflect back to one another what it means to be created in your image. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.